Yes, Christmas Eve, one of the biggest movie days of the year. All those Oscar contenders, the blockbusters, the indies. This year, 7 big releases. We're not going to have time to get through all of them, but we'll cover as many as we can with our Movie Date team. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Todd.
And Kristen Meinzer, of course, culture producer for The Takeaway. Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, Todd.
Special Christmas movie trivia. You knew this was coming. I'm very excited. It's going to be audio, of course. You're going to hold your answer before we get to all of your movies. We'll come back to the answer at the end. This is a special Christmas version. I bring you back to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Clark Griswold, in a pivotal moment of this film, is looking forward to his Christmas bonus.
I can't believe it.
What is it? A letter confirming your reservation at the Nut House?
Your bonus.
My bonus.
Clark Griswold's Christmas bonus. What is it? That's the trivia. Hold on to that, and you're going to get that back at the very end of the segment. You guys are shaking your heads. Now, Kristen, Rafer, first out of the gates for Christmas Eve concussion. This is Will Smith. Of course, this is about the NFL. Let's listen to a clip.
Your men continue to die. Their families left in ruins. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I have to confess, I love that trailer so much. I walk around all the time going, tell the truth. I say it all the time. It's just fantastic. Kristen, how does it shape up?
So this is Will Smith playing the real Dr. Bennett Amamu, who is a Nigerian pathologist. He begins investigating the deaths and the brain damage of multiple former NFL players and finds that this brain damage is coming from concussions, from repeated blows to the head. And he says that this is much worse than the NFL is letting the public believe or letting the players believe, and that it's time that we're honest, that we tell the truth, as you say.
So does it reach the cultural relevance that it's going for?
I think it does. I think it's a very straightforwardly told film in that sense. Nothing very flashy or very standout about the way it's telling the story. But I do think it's pretty remarkable to see a Hollywood film like this take on one of America's most cherished institutions. Usually when you have a little guy, big guy film, they're taking on somebody that we're already all, you know, prepped to hate, like the tobacco company or something.
Wall Street.
Exactly, right? We all hate those guys already. This is football. And the movie, I will say, goes after the NFL and the game of football very hard and pulls no punches. And I was very surprised by that.
Okay, Joy, David O. Russell is back with some of his favorite cast members, Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, of course, Robert De Niro. Let's listen.
You said to me that David Selznick, the son of immigrants, married Jennifer Jones, an all-American girl from Oklahoma, because in America, all races and all classes can meet and make whatever opportunities they can. And that is what you feel when you reach into people's homes with what you sell.
Well, this hits me right in my wheelhouse because I work for Newsday, which is a Long Island paper, and this is based on Joy Mangano, who's a Long Island housewife who created the Miracle Mop and became a multi-millionaire. It's a bit of a mess the way David O. Russell films can be. Very energetic, very fun, and enjoyable. What works about the film for me is that it's a very American story, and he tells it in a very sincere way. He doesn't have any condescension toward this housewife and her terrific mop. He's really invested in this character, and Jennifer Lawrence, of course, I think plays her very well.
Kristen, it seems like Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper are going to keep hitting home runs until somebody stops pitching to them, I guess.
I think so, and this is a big crowd pleaser. It's hard not to get behind this character, Joy. She's working class. She's got the worst family in the world. They're all lazy. They're all leeches. They're all taking advantage of each other. They're all horrible. And she's just a hardworking, inventive, smart woman who doesn't want to be caught up in what she came from, but move forward with all of her ideas. And it's hard not to cheer for her. I agree with you, Rafer. A lot of this is a mess. And yet, despite that, I just found her so likable.
Now, one of the scariest and grittiest trailers out there this fall leading up to the holiday season has been The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. Listen.
All I had was my boy. And he took him from me, you understand? He's afraid. He knows how far I came to find him.
This is based on a real character, Hugh Glass, that existed back in the fur trading era in Canada and the northern United States. He has a horrible, horrible encounter with a bear. He has horrible encounters with Native Americans. His team leaves him for dead. He has to survive. He has to hopefully get revenge on the man who killed his son. And a lot of this movie is just quiet survival scenes, no dialogue. him trying to stay alive in a brutal winter. And while it is sometimes very compelling, it also is a little bit too slow for my taste. It's a little bit too repetitive, and I had some issues with the depictions of Native Americans.
Rafer, this is the kind of film where you're out in the wilderness along with the protagonist, fighting, scrapping, suffering. It's really gritty. At least that's the impression I get.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've nailed it. And I think Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays the lead role, Hugh Glass, is very good. And it's a role that doesn't require much dialogue. It's mostly screaming in pain. It's very intense. The filmmaking, I will say, is so incredible. The action scenes, many of them are shot in a single take. I have no idea how they did it. This is Iñárritu, the director who did Birdman. Kristen is right. It can be a little repetitive. There's a lot of shots of DiCaprio eating raw meat, but I do think that this film is a great time at the movies and just an amazing physical sensory experience.
Well, if you like raw meat and a lot of spurting blood in your movies, you'll love Quentin Tarantino, who is out with The Hateful Eight.
Banging desperate men in their lives is a good way to get yourself dead.
Can't catch me sleeping if I don't close my eyes.
I don't want to work that hard.
No one said the job's supposed to be easy.
No one said it's supposed to be that hard, neither.
Rafer Guzman, I think I was listening to Samuel L. Jackson and Kurt Russell there.
That is correct. They're in a stagecoach. They're heading through Wyoming. They're going to get trapped in a blizzard in Minnie's Haberdashery with some unsavory, possibly questionable types. The screenplay just doesn't work. Mm. And for a three-hour movie, that's a lot of not working to sit through. And I have to say, I was disappointed in this Tarantino film. I think it's his weakest yet.
I have to say, not only is this the worst Tarantino movie ever, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. The way this movie is set up for the first two-thirds of it, it's just some people you cannot stand talking about nothing at all, blabbing on and on and on and on. Then there's an intermission, and then you get sort of a payoff. But to me, it's not worth sitting through the horrible part to get to the end. It's just not worth it.
I got two bad reviews there for The Hateful Eight from Quentin Tarantino. Now, we only got to four films. There are a lot more that's going to be on the podcast this week.
Yes, that includes Daddy's Home and Where to Invade Next. So, yeah, listen to this podcast this week to hear the rest.
That's all in the Movie Date podcast. Let's get to trivia before I let you go to open your stockings. I asked you in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, when Clark W. Griswold finally gets his Christmas bonus, what is it, Kristen?
I have absolutely no idea. I wish it was tickets to Wally World, though.
Rafer?
I don't know. I don't know, Todd.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God. Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Poor Clark.
Poor Clark.
He wanted his big bonus for his work on that non-nutritive cereal varnish. And look, all he got was the Jelly of the Month Club. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer here at The Takeaway, the Movie Date team. Merry Christmas, you guys.
You too, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.